What family secret was finally spilled in your family? That my parents had to get married. They'd always told us they got married in 1961, but it was 1962, 3 months before my sister was born. What's amusing is that my father was an accountant who was insanely fast with math. Whenever he was asked how many years they'd been married, he'd be off by one. My mother would correct him through clenched teeth, and then my father would nod and agree. When my paternal grandfather died, the federal government reached out to do a state funeral. He had been career army and a colonel, so he didn't question it. Then the funeral came and they went all out. Huge procession, people showing up who were really big names, like heads of departments, senators, retired senators, people from the CIA and State Department. It was nuts, and we were all super confused. Turns out he was a key dude in the OSI during World War II, and when the OSI splintered into the CIA and Secret Service, he went the Secret Service route. He wasn't on White House detail, but instead worked in a covert office that dealt with counterfeiting and currency. He went blind when I was a toddler and retired from the army. For whatever reason, he told no one about all his covert work with the OSI and Secret Service, and the only person who knew, my grandmother, was sworn to secrecy and never told anyone. My father grew up thinking he was just a colonel working on base. Only after his death were we given all sorts of cool crap like publications by him, lectures given by him, and all kinds of things from various things he did and was known for. All I knew him as was a blind old man who was perpetually smoking, drinking, and being a crotchety geezer. Turns out he was a bad mother effer, and all but none of us knew. My great-grandmother wasn't actually Mexican, but was rather adopted by a Mexican family from a Chinese family who was being kicked out of Mexico when railroad construction was over. She always had more typically Asian features, but only spoke Spanish and it was never really questioned. 23andMe is a hell of a thing. My mother is kid number 7 out of 10. My aunt, kid number 4, who was born in 1945, did her DNA test and found out that she has a different father from everyone else. She was devastated. There was always a rumor that there was an affair, but nobody talked about it. She has so many questions, but nobody's alive to answer her. My grandparents are first cousins. An uncle on the same side of the family is in prison for the assassination of a Mexican presidential candidate in the 90s. His family still says he was framed and is innocent. Oh boy, way to lead with a kind of eyebrow-raising secret and then completely overshadow it with a tale of murder and corruption. Has anyone made a movie about your family? This is kind of messed up, but my parents told me my mum had a bad back because I pushed on her spine during birth. This is what I thought all my childhood. I think I was in my teens when my older brother told me my dad pushed my mum during an argument and she fell and had to have surgery. I thought I ruined my mum's back my entire childhood, and those SOBs let me believe it. When I was 5 years old in 1988, Santa Claus left a Nintendo on our front porch. It was wrapped in newspaper, and my parents had no idea who gifted it to us. My dad particularly tried to figure it out. He was always suspicious that it had been a family friend. It was by far the best gift of the year, and we played it all the time throughout our childhood. My dad died in 2004. Last Christmas, my mum explained that she was the one who had bought it and surreptitiously placed it on the front porch. My dad really likes to be in control of things and had forbidden the purchase. She knew better. She didn't tell a soul for 30 years. Thanks, Mum. I see a lot of stories about people finding out that who they thought were their parents weren't the people raising them, and this one is a little bit different. My dad always thought his father who raised him wasn't his biological dad, and the father thought the same. He was treated terribly by his father because the father was told he couldn't have children and my father was born prematurely, but at a healthy weight. So everyone assumed that my grandmother had an affair and got pregnant with my dad. It was to the point where after my grandmother died, my grandfather failed to even mention to his new wife that he had a son and grandchild, me. Years later, my dad gets an ancestry DNA test for him and me. He finds out that his dad was actually his bio dad. It was shocking and sad. Found out that my grandma had a baby as a teenager and was forced to give him up for adoption by my great-grandparents. 40 years later, he found us. The same thing happened to my mom. I'm 33 now. Older half-brother is roughly 35. I hold hope that I'll meet him one day. My father's brother killed 4 people when he was in high school. My father was the one who found out and told the police. My de facto uncle, he and my aunt never married but have been together since well before I was born, with a few hiccups, has a child with another woman. It became common knowledge when the girl was 6 and was starting to understand the situation. At first, it was a bit scandalous, but she's been welcomed with open arms by my entire family, including her half-sibling's maternal grandparents. She's treated the same as all the other kids her age. Her half-sister, my cousin, has a daughter the same age and they're best friends and go to the same high school. Totally inseparable, technically aunt and niece. She comes to all our family events and she's an awesome kid. We're all stoked to have her in our family. After my mum died, I found out the real story behind my grandparents' marriage. She came to my father's country to visit some of her relatives. Met my father, and after just 1 week, she asked him to marry her so she could stay in the country. My father accepted because he had no one else, and his parents were pressing him to get married already. But the highlight of the story is that over some time, the two of them fell in love with each other. Their love only grew over the time, and they were really happy together. My mother spent her last days very ill, and she would accept only my father by her bedside. He swears to this day that she was an angel sent from God to take care of him. I'm shocked that they got married just like that, out of the blue, and ended up loving each other so, so, so deeply. I can only hope to have as good and loving marriage as they had. My uncles are infamous criminals who killed multiple people. I thought they bred dogs. Well, they may have also bred dogs. Ha! My mum's family, she always heard that her uncles were at Ohio State since she was a teenager, and never learned until she was in her 30s that it was actually Ohio State Penitentiary because they were in the mob. About a month ago, my mother-in-law's 88-year-old sister revealed on her deathbed that her husband's best friend was actually the father of all 4 of her children. Her husband was a bullying grade-A jerk by all accounts. While everyone was shocked, no one was saddened by this news. Did the friend know? Yes, he contacted with all 4 of the children, the youngest is in his 50s, within hours of her passing. Also, one of the son's first comments was, "Is that why he gave me his old car when I needed one back in college?" My uncle served in Vietnam. While over there, his troop found a baby that had been orphaned or abandoned. They're not sure. My uncle was shipping back to Australia soon and wanted to adopt him, but my aunt said no. They'd only been married about 4 months when he was drafted, so while I don't agree with my aunt's actions and generally don't like her as a person, I can understand why she said no. My uncle's troop found a family to raise the baby, and that's the story the whole family knows. To clarify, I'm child-free, and if my husband was in this situation, I'd probably say no as well. It's not the fact she said no to adopting the kid that makes me dislike her for this, it's her reason. She's very racist against Asian people. Doesn't matter what part of Asia, she hates them. She's the kind of person who will yell, "Go back to your country!" at random strangers who even vaguely look like they might have Asian ancestry. She also cut off contact with my cousin, her daughter, because my cousin's husband is half Japanese. She said, in front of my family with no shame, that if the kid hadn't been Asian, she would have said yes to adopting him. The secret is that my uncle and some other guys from his troop stayed in contact with the family and the kid, sending them money every month to help raise him and then help him go to university, and eventually helped him and his adoptive family move to Australia in the late 90s. My aunt and the rest of my family had no idea all this time. It only came out when my aunt and uncle divorced in 2017 and she had a forensic accountant go through their bank records. She worked at a bank for like 40 years and always noticed the money missing, but his reasons were always justified. Since we all know now, my uncle has introduced some of us to this guy and his family. They're really lovely people. It sounds like everyone won at some point in the story. The kid won by not being adopted by this woman and being financially supported. The family won by being introduced to the kid later in life. And the uncle won by divorcing the aunt. Everyone wins. We found out after my grandfather died that none of his 7 children with my grandmother were his, and that they all likely had different fathers. I only just recently heard about this, but my grandmother had gotten a little drunk with my dad and brother a month or so ago and started talking about our great uncle Ferber. And from what I heard, he apparently killed quite a few people and buried them on some family-owned land in a swamp. The nanny I had when I was younger was actually my dad's attempted sister wife. She found out how bat-crap crazy he was and dipped. He's into polygamy and nearly had her convinced to be their third and everything. She came to her senses, thank God. He's not a nice man. My great-grandfather didn't die of cancer. He died from complications after being shot when one of his businesses was being robbed. Or so we'd heard. He also spent a lot of time in Atlantic City. He also had a lot of partners in Teamsters and other unions in coal country. Also, everyone called him Smiling Tony, but his name wasn't Tony. He died in the 60s, long before my time, but when my great-grandmother died 20 years ago, a very old guy showed up to the funeral in a white suit and all of the oldest people in my family kissed his hand. When I asked, no one knew who he was. My grandfather moved his family away from central Pennsylvania in the late 60s and disconnected from all of this. But there it is. I always wonder how long it will be before my neighbors figure out their daddy is a dealer or a little crooked. There was that one time in Christmas he got shot in the leg stealing from a farm and hobbled around for weeks. He's trying to go straight right now. I heard an absolute blowout fight like 2 months ago. As soon as the bigger kids left with the grandparents, the missus was smoking ice in the house, and he screamed at her about not doing that in the house, not wanting the kids to see. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
When I was 28, I found out that my dad was not my biological father. The news came out via the following. My dad was battling depression and a number of other serious problems, so I had just flown home to try and take care of him and rescue him from my mum's wrath. My mum had verbally and emotionally beaten him down during their entire relationship. He loved her so much and he tolerated it. Well, during a solemn walk with my dad, as I tried to help him out, he confided that he's not my bio dad. And he went on to tell me that he knew this all along, but my mum lied to him and tried to convince him that he was my bio dad. He knew he wasn't, but he wanted to play the role. When I was 10 years old, my mum finally confessed this to him, and he was worried that upon hearing the news officially, he'd somehow let this affect his relationship with me. So when I was 28 years old, during this walk with my dad, as he pours out the story to me, he frames it by telling me that his two most proud moments in his life are, one, how I turned out and his raising me, and two, that he had completely forgotten about the news my mum told him earlier in that day, when I was 10, about him not being my bio dad, and that it was only upon tucking me in at night, when I was 10, that it briefly crossed his mind. It was at that point that he knew nothing would ever come between us and our father-son relationship would be as awesome as ever. He also confided that my mum did hard substances while pregnant with me, and this broke his heart to witness firsthand. They were very poor. My dad grew up in a foster home without parents. My mum grew up with 6 siblings and ill-equipped parents. She dropped out of 9th grade, whereas all of her other siblings dropped out earlier. Many of them are barely literate. I'm now mid-30s, and tragically, my dad ended things in mid-March 2020, right as COVID was hitting. I was out of the country at the time, but immediately flew 30 hours, 30-minute layover, and made it in time for his funeral. I do everything in his honor. My grandmother recently died. She was famous in our town for her amazing cooking and catering, in particular her turkey dinners. Notably, her gravy was absolutely amazing, so delicious. She had a heart attack several years ago, and her near-death experience convinced her to share some of her secret recipes with me, all except for her gravy recipe. When she died this spring, I was going through her pantry and found an entire bucket of KFC gravy mix. She was literally using KFC gravy mix as a base to make her incredible gravy. Huge scandal. Faking gravy has got to be the most charming family secret out of all the horrible crap in this story group. My great-great-grandfather was exiled and banned from Missouri for being a sheep thief. We went to my grandmother's for Christmas dinner like we did every year, and my uncle drank too much and kind of hinted that he had an affair with my mother. A couple of months and 2 DNA tests later, we found out my sister is actually his daughter. My dad never spoke to his brother again, and of course my parents got divorced, and I needed a lot of therapy and chocolate. God, we're trash. Great-grandparents' 60th anniversary party at a hotel ballroom, with my cousins and second cousins who hadn't seen each other in years. My mum and I were talking to my grandfather. My mum said, "Wow, I haven't seen Chuck, Fred, and Claire in years." Me? "No kidding. When do you think we'll get a group this big back together again?" Mum said, "Gramps' birthday is in 6 months. We'll see some people then." 6 months? Isn't it his 60th? There was a long silence, and then Gramps said, "Huh, I never thought about that." My grandfather was 60 when he realized his parents had a shotgun wedding. I was 35 when my mother finally admitted to me that she had been lying about who my birth father was. She waited until after I'd reached out to his other children, and we all thought we were siblings. He later confirmed I wasn't his. She refused to tell me who my biological father really was. When my sister was diagnosed with cancer and her survival chances were low, it inevitably came out that she wasn't my sister. My parents must have felt we should all know the truth just in case. She survived treatment and will always be my sister. I found out my uncle is actually my brother, but my mum had him when she was so young that my grandparents raised him. Due to 23andMe, my dad learned that his recently deceased father wasn't actually his bio dad. It wasn't a situation related to grandma cheating either, it was a donation, so they knew this was the case his entire life. Pretty crazy that they never told him. His parents didn't pass until he was 65 years old. Talk about a curveball. Well, we all knew that there would be a bunch of infidelity and surprise relatives in this particular story grouping, so excuse me for choosing one of the few that wasn't depressing. My mum and older brother are not biologically related to me. My bio mum died sometime after I was born, leaving me, my sister, and my dad behind. My brother was the one that told me. My parents never told me because they wanted to protect me from the truth, but my brother thought that was a bullcrap reason for me not to know. I don't know if my parents know that I know the truth, but I don't want to bring it up either. My mum had immigrated here along with my older brother when he was a kid. My dad also immigrated here, and my sister and I were born after he came. I don't know much about our family history beyond that. My brother revealed this info when I was about 18. He isn't the type to lie about something like this. He also said my sister is apparently aware of the truth because she has a memory of my bio mum being in physical contact with her. I don't think too differently about my family because of this. My mum is still my mum. My grandma didn't drive. I thought she couldn't, but it was just never discussed.
One day when I was maybe 7 or 8, I'd been trying to get someone, anyone, to drive me to the store for candy. We were visiting my aunt and uncle, grandma lived with them. They had bitter honey at the local store, which I could no longer get at home. But no one would take me to the store. Finally, I said I'd just ask grandma, and my cousin chimes in with, "Grandma can't drive."
"Oh, you bet your sweet butt I can drive, they just don't let me."
Grandma had overheard and she was in high dudgeon. But that's all that was said about it, and my aunt finally took me to the store, so I forgot about it. Years later, when I'd just gotten my license, I asked my mum what was up with Grandma not driving. She explained that during Prohibition times, Grandma bootlegged alcohol for moonshiners. She was very successful at it. She was so successful at it that when the moonshiners were finally busted, even though the revenuers never caught my grandma, her license was suspended by the state to never be reissued. Later in life, she was told she could petition for it back, but it came with an admission of guilt or some such. She told them to go to hell. The scars on an elder family's wrists were not from a botched attempt at their own life. They were from her mum trying to protect herself and her kids from the approaching Red Army. That was at the end of World War II in Germany. This made it so much worse. My dad fathered a child in high school. His side of the family knew, and my mum. We found out years after he had died that we have a half-sister. Here's how we found out. Dad got a girl pregnant, and she decided to go it alone. She moved across the state and had my half-sister. She met a guy, married, and he raised her like she was his own. They had no other children. She didn't reveal my dad's identity until after he died. Apparently, she contacted my grandma and mum, but they kept it from us. Years later, half-sister has a kid with medical issues and needs to know the family medical history. She contacts mum and grandma, who again don't tell us. Meanwhile, after dad died, my uncle had prints made of a favorite picture of dad. He gets them framed and gives them to all us kids, as well as my grandma, aunts, and uncles. Mum gets a picture to our half-sister after their secret meeting. Fast forward another few years, my brother and his roommates live in a large nearby city and hit a bar and pick up and bring home some ladies to sleep over. The next morning, my half-sister sees a photo of my dad on the mantle, turns white, and asks, "Whose picture is that?" "That's my roommate's dad. He died a long time ago." "I need to talk to your roommate." She lived her entire life across state, hundreds of miles. Her friend was going to school in a large city near our hometown. She was visiting and they decided to go to a bar. They got picked up by my brother and his roommate. That's how we found out. My brother went to my grandma and asked. After my grandfather passed, we found out that he had fathered a child when he was posted in Italy during World War II. He never knew. His mother intercepted any letters from the Italian girl. He came home, met and married my grandmother, and had 4 children. I forget who in the family found out and how. It's crazy to think that we have a whole Italian family out there. My oldest aunt is 77, so this kid would be at least 79 by now, I would think. We've considered doing the DNA testing, but some family members aren't comfortable with how those companies could use the information. It's a really sad story, but if his mother hadn't intercepted the letters, I wouldn't exist. It's a weird place to be in emotionally. My sister cheated on her husband throughout her entire marriage to the point that all 3 of her kids have different biological fathers. That my grandfather was an atomic soldier. Instead of sending him to fight in the Korean War, they sent him to Nevada, where, after having him turn away from the initial flash, he witnessed the mushroom cloud. After that was over, he was ordered to march to the detonation point, where he was unwittingly exposed to high amounts of radiation. Luckily for my family, my grandpa is now in his 90s, even after a few cancer scares, and the rest of us, my mum, aunt, cousins, sister, and I, are cancer-free and fairly healthy. But this is medical information that we really should have known earlier. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.